This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio in our ongoing series on LibreOffice Calc. And we have looked over the last number of weeks at discussions of the functions. First of all, the financial functions, and then the statistical functions in some depth. I don't propose to go into the remaining types of function in that kind of depth. Those were the two that I thought had the most payoff for the largest number of people. But doing that with all the functions, we'd be here for another year, and I don't think that's a good use of my time, but I want to do kind of a little survey of just some of the other things so you know what's there. And if you followed the stuff that I've already done, you've already got a pretty good idea of how to use functions. I don't think we really need to go too much more into all of these details. Remember that if you need to know more about them, Google is your friend. And I would just mention that most of these functions also exist in Excel. So if you find a site that explains how it works in Microsoft Excel, it probably works pretty much the same in LibreOffice Calc. Now, first thing I want to look at are the database functions. These functions are all very similar. They take three arguments: database, database field, and search criteria. Each one has a definition, and in the show notes, I'm going to have a link to the LibreOffice help site that is going to explain more about all of these database functions. So database itself is the cell range defining the database. Database field specifies the column where the function operates after the search criteria, the first parameter is applied and the data rows are selected. To reference a column by means of the column header name, place quotation marks around the header name. Search criteria is the cell range containing search criteria. If you write several criteria in one row, they are connected by an AND. If you write the criteria in different rows, they are connected by OR. Empty cells in the search criteria range will be ignored. Many of these functions support regular expressions as search criteria. So in brief, these functions let you do a query through the search criteria and pull the rows that correspond to that query, then do something with them. The something you can do, well, you can do an average, a count, max, min, standard deviation, sum, variance. Those are some of the things you might want to do there. Now, the next group, I want to look at information functions. These functions let you ask questions about the contents of cells in your spreadsheet. In general, you can imagine a long column of numbers and wanting to know something about each of the numbers. So, in an adjacent column, you put one of the information functions, point it at the first column, and drag to fill the column. If the number in the first column matches what you're looking for, the function will return a value of true. Here are some of the things you can test for. Is blank, ISBLANK. Is the cell blank? Is error, ISERROR. Does the cell contain an error value? Is even underscore add. Is the number even? Is formula. Does the cell contain a formula? ISNA returns a true value if the value in the cell is equal to hash n slash a. Is non-text returns a true value if the value in the cell is not text. Is number returns true if the value is a number. Is odd underscore add is the number odd. Is ref returns true if the value is a reference, and is text returns true if the value is text. So that's some of the information functions. Then there's the logical functions. These are functions where you can apply logical tests of some kind and get back an answer. For example, maybe you want to know about any rows where the value in column A is greater than 10 and the value in column B is less than 15. These are logical tests. The form of these functions is to specify as many of these logical tests as you like, up to 30 actually, and return a true if all tests are passed. So imagine you have two columns of numbers, A and B, and you want to apply the example test that I gave. In column C, enter the function and in cell C1, and in logical value 1, enter the test A1 greater than 10, and in logical value 2, enter the test B1 less than 15. Click OK, then drag to fill column C. This will test all the rows that you have filled. And here are the logical functions of this kind. And returns true if all arguments are true. Or returns true if any argument is true. And XOR, exclusive OR, returns true if an odd number of arguments is true. Now, if that last one seems a little weird to you, and XOR can seem a little bit weird, as a side note, it's one of those things that you run into constantly when you're studying cryptography. I would say consult a book on logic and see what exactly is meant by exclusive OR. I'm just telling you it's here. So also within logical functions, you have some interesting functions here for if-then calculations. These functions all in general apply a test, then allow you to specify two values, one if the test is true, the other if the test is false. So these are if. All right, if. For this function, you need to give it the test as the first argument. For example, if the value in column A is positive, enter one thing. If it is negative, enter something else. If error. Here, the test is built into the function. It is to see if the cell in the column has an error. If it does, return one value. If it doesn't, return a different value. If NA. This test is also one that is built into the function. It checks for a hash n slash a error in the cell, and then, depending on what is there, it returns one of two values. Mathematical functions. There's a ton of them in Calc, and possibly our friend Charles in New Jersey will want to talk about some of those someday. What I want to do right now is simply say there's a lot of them. Begin with, you've got all of the trigonometric functions. Right. Sine, cosine, tangent, secant, cotangent, cosecant, arcsine, arccosine, arctangent, arccotangent, hyperbolic sine, hyperbolic cosine, hyperbolic tangent, hyperbolic secant, hyperbolic cotangent, hyperbolic cosecant. You know, there's an awful lot of trigonometric functions. But, you know, I suppose they need to be there for some reason. Then you can convert degrees to radians and vice versa. There's the random functions that we've already talked about. And then there are the exponentials, rounding, sums, including the sum of a series, absolute value, and many more. Then there are the array functions. These include some of the standard linear algebra manipulations, such as finding the determinant, inverting the array, multiplying two arrays, inner products, various summing of squares functions, and transposing rows and columns of an array. There are also functions to get regression results calculated as an array. Spreadsheet functions. This is a bit of a grab bag. You have the lookup functions, applying a URL hyperlink, extracting data from a pivot table, linking via dynamic data exchange to an external data source, and so on. You can also apply a style to a cell or a range of cells. We're going to be talking about pivot tables and styles in more depth later on in this series. Text functions. It's another pretty miscellaneous group. I will mention some of the ones that you might want to use, but you can explore this further sometime if you want to do a deep dive. But what are some of the text functions? Convert Arabic numerals to Roman numerals and vice versa. So there's one function called Arabic and another one called Roman. Convert a Unicode number into the corresponding character, or find the number for a given character. Those are UNICHAR and UNICODE. Convert text to uppercase or lowercase. The functions are upper and lower. Concatenate several text strings. That's a function, concatenate. Compare two cells and see if they have the exact same text strings. That function is called exact. Find a text string using the find, and then find the first or last character of a text string using left or right. Now, remember, you can always drag to fill a column and apply these to many cells at once. For example, I've had occasion to compare two long columns of numbers to see if any in one column were missing the other. And the exact function proved very useful for that. Add-in functions. There's a lot of functions here that would be of use to a programmer. All right, you've got the Bessel functions, Bessel I, Bessel J, Bessel K, Bessel Y. Conversion between binary, decimal, hexadecimal, and octal numbers. And these usually have something like bin to dec, bin to hex, bin to oct, dec to bin, and that sort of thing, where the 2 is the numeral 2 and not the word, not the letters TO. So you got a bunch of those. You got various functions for dealing with imaginary and complex numbers. And functions like complex, imaginary, IM argument, IM COS, and so on. So, this concludes our look at functions in Excel Calc. I hope you agree there is a lot of power in these functions, and that to be a proficient spreadsheet user, you really need to have at least a few of them in your toolkit. Which ones you will use will, of course, depend on what your interests are. There are functions for accountants, stockbrokers, statisticians, scientists, engineers, programmers, and so on. So, probably no one uses every function. You need to learn the ones that are of interest to you or are useful in the work that you are doing. So, this is Ahuka signing off for Hacker Public Radio and, as always, reminding you to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.